Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Bird, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. You're going to love Frank Shankwitz, the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, on this episode 2 of In the Limelight podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa, and you are back in the limelight with one of my favorite people in the entire world that I've known for almost 10 years at this point. He doesn't really need much in the way of an introduction. And when I say the Make-A-Wish Foundation, it's a global concern, and he started it around his kitchen table back in 1980, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm getting my dates right. I love the man.
Yeah.
He's a great friend. I love you, Frank Shankwitz. And I'm so excited for all the things that are happening in your life. I mean, the last couple of, can you even do one more interview? I mean, are you not like sick of everybody asking you? I mean, you must just be wanting to hide from the press at this point because so many exciting things. Okay. The Wishman movie, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about your brand new shiny star on the Walk of Fame in Las Vegas, in front of the Paris Hotel. How much more exciting does life get, Frank?
I mean, it's been a wild trip, and all because of you, Clarissa.
Well, we did some good. It's great when you get out there and get into that. You know, I speak about my networking groups as an entrepreneur. That's what we do. We get out, we network, and I met you. Just to tell a quick story, so we're at an event, you and I, and it was, I forget exactly what it was.
2011. We met in 2011.
And so we're at an event. It's in Prescott. I was asked to come up, but they were having celebrity tables or some sort of thing. And I didn't know anyone up there, so I'm walking around the silent auction, and there you stood with your boots, your belts, and your hat. And I went, I have got to meet this man. So I walked up and said, hello, my name is Clarissa, and you are. And then you said who you were and what you did. And I said, you've got to meet Greg Reed, the famous Greg Reed from Secret Knock that we all know and love. And he, you know, when you guys sort of connected, you were not convinced in the beginning. First of all, you didn't know me from Adam. And here I am thrusting you onto this guy in San Diego. And in the beginning, you being the good cop that you are, tell us about that story. You're kind of like,
And I had no idea who Greg Reed was. And immediately the next day after you made the contact, he says, hi, I'm Greg Reed. I'm flying to San Diego, just like that. I need to talk to you. And I'm still active, a homicide detective at the time. Is this a relative of somebody I put in prison that wants to get even? But I do what we call a wants and warrants check.
Right. Wow.
Guy is clean. There's no problems. Who doesn't like San Diego? Right. Flew over there a couple of days later, met the gentleman, and wow, what a trip since then.
What a trip since then, because he's the real deal, I'll tell you. Now, I know you started out with Secret Knock and with Greg, you know, sort of around the country doing a lot of speeches, Harvard and the like, and you started to do that. And then Greg asked you one day, you know, you've granted an awful lot of wishes, Frank, for these children, the sickly children. What is it that, you know, we can do for you?
And yeah, he said, what's your wish? And I said, I've never been asked that. I've never even thought about that. It's never about me. And he said, well, what's your wish if you can have one? Right. And he said, you want a new car? You want to go on a fancy vacation? All of this, which is kind of nice. Like, maybe I should have said that. But a better judgment was, I just like to have my story told because my grandkids were younger then. And that's something my grandkids could be proud of that their granddad did. It was something kind of neat.
Wow.
And kaboom. Now, what's so funny is about a week later, he and Theo Davies, they were filming that event for a documentary.
I remember.
Yeah. They said, we were going to make a movie about your life. I said, no, you're not. And they said, yes, we are. And I thought they meant a documentary. And we went and had lunch and they said, no, we're going to do a full feature length movie. It's going to be a low budget, independent movie. We're going to break all the Hollywood rules and come out with a smash hit.
Right.
Well, okay. But the biggest part of it, they want to be involved from the very inception of it. Well, helping write the screenplay, which Theo Davies knocked out this original screenplay.
That's amazing, yeah.
Technical advisor, location scout, consulting producer. So, yeah, what a trip.
Yeah, what a trip. And so, you know, there you are. The movie I know, we all know, anybody was a part of it, and I was in a very small way, but really happy to be associate producer. And, you know,
Wait. You're not only associate producer, you're my stepmother.
Yes, I am your stepmother. And the mother that you love, because your real mom wasn't necessarily the best mom, although you made amends with her later in life, but you really, really did love your stepmom, and I played her, right?
Right. We had a very close relationship. both with you and my stepmother.
Exactly. Well, the part was a very small part, but I was honored to play it because I knew it meant so much to you. But back to the story. So anyway, 6 years in the making, 6 years of blood, sweat, and tears, 6 years of, is this thing ever going to get made? 6 years of funding and trying to find the funds to make it all happen and become a reality. When was it that you sort of went, you know what, this thing is a real movie? Like, how long ago was that?
Oh, I think it really sunk in when we started set design about 3 weeks before we actually started filming. When the crews came over, we had this empty warehouse type thing. And within 3 weeks, we had a full Highway Patrol office, a separate office.
I was there. And most of the movie was shot up in Prescott, where you live, correct?
Yes, yes. And I lobbied very hard to get it filmed in Arizona.
Right. And they were really great. They were really great, real helpful. So shout out to Prescott, Arizona, right? You want to give a little shout out there?
Well, yeah. And like I said, I lobbied very hard. Arizona doesn't give tax credits anymore for the movie industry.
Right.
Most movies are made in New Mexico or Georgia.
Right.
But because I knew so many people in town, I told the producers that I think I can save you $2 million just in location, rental costs, and so on.
Sure.
I know the people that owns a bar. I know the people that have a warehouse. I know this and that. And they're going to give that to us. Now, I didn't have that and guarantee it, but I went to these people and said, I want this movie made here to give back to the community. They're going to infuse $7 million into the economy here like Hollywood does.
Right.
They all agree. Well, we normally charge $10,000, but it's yours. We charge $100,000 for use of this warehouse, but it's yours.
Wow.
And by the way, folks, I need you to get the air conditioning, water, plumbing all set up at your cost. Okay, we'll do it.
Incredible.
Just the whole town, the county, just fantastic.
So that was the beginning of the movie, and if my calculations are correct, was that 2 summers ago?
Yes, in 2017.
2017. So the movie actually came out. A premiere was, 2 weeks ago in L.A. in Hollywood at the Egyptian Theater. So a real, true, bona fide premiere, red carpet and all. And you were inundated that night. I mean, you couldn't catch your breath on the red carpet. You stood in one place and people just kept swarming you all night long. How did that feel? Like, now you're like, apart from the fact that you already were it in your own right, but in a different way, now you're like a bona fide celebrity.
I don't know how the true celebrities do it.
Right?
Event after event.
Yeah.
And you know, you've been there yourself.
Well,
my wife was with me on this one. She seldom will do the traveling or especially the red carpet.
Right.
She really enjoyed it, but she said at the end, just like, how do you do that?
It's exhausting.
And I thought afterwards, after the movie, we get a little break. Again, we were drug out to the carpet, more interviews.
Absolutely.
But how special. I mean,
how special.
Great.
We are going to be coming right back. Stay there. Don't move. You are in the limelight with Clarissa Burton. AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customer's data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, $1, no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit, credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Carrie Flanders, 480-246-6464, or flanders@firstdirectfinancial.com.
Shout out to Greg Reed, first off, because talk about stickability, you know, the name of the book that he wrote, Sticking to It, and You're 3 Feet from Gold. And I think that I can honestly say, and I'm not letting any cat out of the bag when I say, there were some moments that I'm pretty sure he wasn't even sure this movie was going to get made. And, you know, because it's a hard gig. It's real stuff.
In fact, we were into the last week of filming, and he called the crew in and everybody and said, we're going to have to shut down tomorrow. Right. There is no money.
I know. And I tell you, I'm going to tell you a little anecdote myself. I had never in my life seen Greg, and I've known Greg for 10 years. I never saw his face look like that face. I'll never forget the look on his face, which was, it wasn't desperation. It was sheer fear. I mean, you could see he was really, truly worried. And there was a lot at stake. There were investors at stake and money. It was, you know, the whole entrepreneurial gig, right? That we all know. And so the stickability also, you know, a Mark Gold, executive producer, did an extraordinary job. Theo Davies in translating what your download into what we saw on the screen, but just a great group. The actors, the actresses, they're all actors, really. The child that played not only young Chris, but young Frank were
Oh, Chris Day was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, all the child actors were great, but yeah. Michael stood out for his part. But Chris Day, who played Frank at 11 years old,
right.
This young actor worked so, so hard.
Right.
He came on set every day and not only knew his lines, but the whoever he was seen with, their lines, and he would prompt them.
That's too funny.
And he had the most physical role in the movie. I mean, just all of the running scenes.
Right.
You got to do it over and over because of maybe a bird flew by or something.
Right. So we're talking about the movie. We haven't really talked about what sparked the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Real quick, the story about Chris back in 1980. I wanted you to touch upon the Chips piece that he was so in love with. And then, you know, fast forward to Larry Wilcox, if you will.
Well, yeah, and if it wasn't for the TV show Chips, which maybe a lot of listeners don't recognize, back in the 70s and early 80s, it was the adventures of two California highway patrolmen, Ponch and John, the motorcycle officers, very popular with the children 7 to the 14 age demographic group.
Right.
And, of course, us motorcycle officers also. We loved it.
And, I remember it, Frank.
But in 1980, the Arizona Highway Patrol was introduced to a little boy named Chris, 7 years old, leukemia, only a couple weeks to live. And his favorite TV show was Chips. And he told his mother, when I grow up, I'm going to be a Highway Patrol motorcycler, just like Ponch and John.
Right.
And the family contacted the Arizona Highway Patrol and asked if he could meet one of the officers, hang out with the guys for a day. And fortunately, I happened to be the motorcycle officer. I was Arizona Highway Patrol motorcycle officer that they chose for him to meet. And it was a very special day for this little boy, kind of like what we created in the movie. I made him the first and only honorary highway patrol officer that day, complete with his own uniform,
yeah,
his own badge, his helmet, but most important to him, his motorcycle wings, because that's what he said to me the first time I heard the word wish. I wish I could be a motorcycle officer.
Right.
And unfortunately, Chris passed away a couple of days later. We were buried in Illinois. We went back and buried him. And coming home, I just started thinking, he had a wish. Let's do that for other children. And that's when an idea was born for the foundation.
Right.
But the connection with Larry Wilcox and Robert Pine had a secret knock. I had told that story at Secret Knock. If it wasn't for Chips, there wouldn't be a Make-A-Wish
Foundation. Right, right.
And Greg says, oh, by the way, turn around. And I've turned around, and there's Larry Wilcox.
No kidding. I wasn't in the room. Was that last year? I missed
it. No, that was like 2 years ago.
No, I missed it. I must have gone late.
Yeah. And it's so much fun. For the next 2 days, Larry and I just hung out. And we became friends and remained friends.
And he's
now
in the movie.
Now we're casting for the movie.
Yeah.
And I called Larry and I said, I'd love to have you cameo for this one part. would you consider it? And he looked at the screenplay and he said, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now we're looking for a sergeant that's going to play my motorcycle sergeant.
Right.
And it had that same personality of the sergeant that I had back in that era.
It looks so similar.
I started thinking, wow, Robert Pine, who was Sergeant Couture and Chips, is the identical personality. These guys know each other.
Right.
The producers called Robert Pine, sent him the screenplay. He said, I want this. These guys just connected. Well, they're friends forever. They're still friends forever.
Right.
On screen, just really, really connected. But hanging out with the two of them for a couple of days was so much fun. It's always jokes. It's always funny stories. But Robert Pine brought, he had a major role in the movie.
Right.
And he brought what I call a maturity to the set. The young actors kind of goofing around. He said, excuse me, you guys better be reading your lines.
Wow. Okay.
But both of those guys have been very good friends.
Right. And it was good to meet them a couple of weeks ago, as I said, but when I had never met them before, you know, again, my part was, I was in and out real quick. It was really nice to see us up on stage and sort of coming together. And everybody was just so thrilled to be a part of this project. Yeah, there are a lot of movies being made, but this was something really, truly special because I think I had told you once too, as I was coming into, I don't know, remember what airport, and I took a picture out the window and there's Make-A-Wish straight across these huge, the fuselages of these huge jet planes. And I sent you that pregnant email, Frank, here you go. It's kind of something else that you started. Now, that's a really, really cool story. As a quick sidebar, I know that not only did you go back for Chris's funeral, but you went back in the last 3 years, I think it was, to visit his gravesite.
Yeah, 2 years ago, my manager, Stephanie Rafe Kinney, lives in Iowa. And it's a good thing she lives in Iowa, so we're not together all the time.
Or you kill each other.
But she arranged a speaking event for me in Iowa.
Right.
And what I didn't know was she's only about 100 miles away from the little town of Kewaunee, Illinois, where we buried Chris. And she sent me some pictures. She went to visit.
Yeah.
And then when I'm back there, she arranged for us to go to the gravesite, which I hadn't been to in 38 years at that time. A massive snowstorm, a typical Iowa.
I remember how cold. I saw the pictures. It was a massive snowstorm. There was a lot of snow in that cemetery.
Right.
How did it feel going back after all that time? What were the emotions?
A lot of memories. Just a lot of memories. A memory is not just of burying a little boy and being with his mother at the time,
right.
But also the support of the community. We were back there. Illinois State Police, the city police, the county police heard of this and all joined us to give us this full funeral.
Yeah.
And I still have pictures of when we buried the little boy, obviously.
Yeah.
But going there, I got tears. Stephanie recorded this and I got tears, but I explained the wind was so hard and I was cold, right?
So we
cleared the snow off the tombstone area there.
Yeah.
And I put some patches down and figured by now, if he would have motor detective like I was, detective's badge there for him. And also his motorcycle wings again, so we can get pictures of it. But just, I could never thank Stephanie enough for making that happen.
All right, I'm going to ask you to just hold that thought a second. We have to go to a commercial break. Everyone, we are in the limelight and we will be right back. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at InspiredNewsRadio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, InspiredNewsRadio.com.
I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. And internationally renowned chef Rita Romano and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta, pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. The Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An elegant 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Now you can believe Italian food recipes can be gluten-free because gluten-free should be delicious.
As if having your own movie, Mr. Frank Shankwitz, wasn't a big enough deal. You, just a few days ago, got a star on the Walk of Fame in Las Vegas in front of the Paris, you know, hotel. And I'm kind of wondering, like, are you even still going to have time to talk to me now? I mean,
well, it's a good thing you made an appointment, so.
I know.
Yeah, that was a total surprise.
Now tell me what did that feel? I mean, what did that, because they had blocked off the, you know, the sidewalk, and I guess they go in with drills or whatever that thing is called, thing. And then they take out the cement and put in your star.
Yeah, and it all came about in March. A lady named Sharon Doyle suggested I have a star on a Walk of Fame. I didn't even know what that was. I never go on that side of the street, the places we visit on the other side. And she talked about that, and Kitty and I happened to be there for CineCom a couple months ago, so we walked over looking at it, and I'm looking, and there's one of my fans, people are like Bobby Darin.
Yes.
There. And Elvis Presley, of course. We know David Stanley, Elvis Presley's brother. And I think, oh, wow, that's kind of neat. I wonder where they're going to place mine. Well, as you say, I was there for construction. They called me, so we're going to start the construction. They saw out a section of the sidewalk, and they couldn't place it right then because of the traffic. Come back in the morning, well, there I am, Bobby Darin, Elvis Presley, and Frank Shankwitz.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Your family flew in, your daughters, or I heard something along those lines. Everybody flew in for this?
Oh, yeah. One of my daughters flew in, her and her boyfriend. And it was fun because we did a premiere, also movie premiere in Las Vegas of Wolfman, and then the star event. And all that was exciting, but it was fun because I only get to see my daughter a couple times a year. She lives in Ohio.
Yeah.
So that was a bigger reward than all of it. But we all had fun with everything.
I'll bet you did. So now you got your star on the Walk of Fame. I don't know what's next for Frank Shankwitz. Do you have any idea? Maybe a little rest?
Well, there's not rest coming up. We got, fortunately, this is boosting my speaking career. Got a lot of requests for that. I'm going to hold this up, Clarissa. I'm going to promote a little bit.
Awesome. Please do. Yeah. There's your
book. My book, Wishman, we just got the new special edition and hardcover. We're just going crazy on sales on this.
That's awesome.
It's available on Amazon, and we're working with Mark Gold on a couple of new projects, documentaries.
That's extraordinary. So there's going to be a link to where to go find the book. So got you covered on that. We'll make sure that everybody knows where to find the book. I've also got the link to where they can. Now I know the distribution right now. Let's talk about that a second. I know that there are some states that have distribution, and that there's going to be a rollout. Is that correct? It's not all out at once. It's coming out. In a rollout.
Yes, and for the movie you're talking.
Yes,
Yeah, the distributors are picking it more and more states as it gains popularity in the West Coast there, especially Arizona. Right. Yeah, it went to Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah.
Right.
Now it's getting into Wisconsin, New York, Texas, more in California. So the word is getting out, and at the popularity, all of a sudden the theaters want it.
Wow. So if I had said to you 9-10 years ago, Frank, buckle in, because your life is about to change drastically, and you're going to have books and speaking engagements, you're going to speak at Harvard, you're going to have a movie and a star on the Walk of Fame in Las Vegas, what would you have said to me?
Baloney.
What's the message there? What's the message?
Well, the big thing, the theme of the movie, my thing, is everyone can be a hero. Give back to somebody, help somebody out.
Right.
And a thing to me, especially when I met Greg, he told me that my mistake was, and this is in 2011, that I never filled my own cup. And I said, what do you mean by that, Greg? He said, you got to fill your own cup first, meaning financially, and the overflow, you start helping take care of people.
Right.
Well, I was doing it the other way around. I was taking care of people and never filling my cup. Well, now I think my cup's going to be starting
to overflow it.
But the overflow is just going to be now amazing because I've got the name recognition where now I'm involved with so many other nonprofits. groups that I'm on the board on. And we're going to announce pretty soon, I think in August, of a great thing I'm associated with out of Seattle, where we're going to help veterans, foster children, homeless. Just this greatest program they've invited me to be part of.
So there's no end in sight. Is that what
I'm No.
Retirement here. Not going to happen.
I've got to live in a beautiful ranch out here, but sitting on a porch every day, a couple hours in the morning, that's fine. Coffee and a paper. But let's get to work on something.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go so you can get to work on something else. It's not this interview. And thank you again. You know where my heart lies and how much I love you and Kitty. I couldn't be happier. You know, I just think it's the coolest darn thing. I sit back and I watch and I smile from ear to ear because it just makes me feel so good to know that you're feeling so good about what's happening in your life and what you're bound to keep on changing, Frank. So.
And our paths cross all the time. And that's what's so neat. We remain friends, but we're at some speaking event together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I see you. I see a lot of you. I always see plenty of you. No, not enough, ever enough, but I do see you frequently. And it's always a pleasure when I do. So, all right, then we're going to make sure that this interview gets out to everybody. And yeah, I'm going to send it to you and you're going to send it to everybody. And we're going to make sure everybody knows about the movie and your star. And thanks, Frank. Love you.
Thank you, Clarissa. So long.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for stopping by and listening to this episode of In the Limelight podcast. And I'd like to give a very special shout out to my audio engineers, Kat Rivera and Trey Brancamonte. Don't forget to follow me on social. Facebook is Clarissa Burt Official, and pretty much everywhere else you can find me under Clarissa Burt. Be sure to stop over to clarissaburt.com and sign up for my newsletter, and you will be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight media. And you'll also be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight magazine that comes out quarterly. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. And a very special thanks to the In the Limelight podcast sponsors, Inspired News Radio, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and Clarissa Travel Club. Until next time, everybody, have a good one.